Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 10th, 2009, for Good Friday. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and our goal is to encourage others in their faith in Christ. Today's message is titled, Love So Amazing, So Divine. The scripture text is John 13, verse 1.
Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
Last night we observed Maundy Thursday and followed Christ's example in washing one another's feet. Then we gathered around the Lord's table, obeying his command from the night he was betrayed, to partake of communion. This observance was directed by God to be a memorial as a lasting ordinance of our redemption, and believers in the last 2,000 years have continued to do this in remembrance of me, obeying these solemn words of our Lord.
A tiny phrase from the daily text blesses us greatly. Jesus Christ demonstrated the full extent of his love. The Amplified Bible further elaborates on this portion, and I quote, "And as he had loved those who were his own in the world, he loved them to the last and to the highest degree."
As I consider this, I wonder if it refers to what he did immediately following this, washing their feet, or what he did in the next several hours, dying on the cross for our sins. Well, I'm inclined to understand that John is using this as an introductory statement to the entire period of our Lord's intense suffering and sacrificial death.
The IVP, InterVarsity
Press.
Commentary expounds on this passage, and I quote, "Love is the laying down of one's life, and therefore to love completely means to love to the end of one's life. The love that has been evident throughout continues right up to the end. At the end, in the crucifixion, we will see the ultimate revelation of that love, that is, its full extent."
On this Good Friday, during Passion Week, we especially remember and commemorate what God has done for us in demonstrating the full extent of his love on this side of heaven in his death on the cross of Calvary.
We remember his supreme sacrifice for us,
as God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
We remember his great love for us,
as God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
We remember his redemption plan for us,
as he gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
And we remember his provision for us,
as we recall that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We end the message with a portion of a great hymn today. In fact, it forms part of the title of today's message. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. You willingly became the sacrificial lamb whose substitutionary death freed me from the heavy shackles of sin, degradation, and eternal damnation. My response to your act of mercy and grace toward me is that I place my faith in you and recognize that your love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Amen. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful expression of God's love that we have on the cross. What wondrous love is this, as one great hymn states. Brooksine, you want to share your final note that you have in post today? She has a kind of additional thought. We study together, but sometimes we come to different conclusions as we continue to ponder these thoughts.
Well, and I've even come to another conclusion since you scrolled to that site. We mentioned about the full extent of God's love in a comment earlier, and I've thought about that since my scripture reading yesterday morning. We see the full extent, certainly, of God's love in sacrificing his son Jesus in his death as the Son of Man. He gave his all. But the absolute fullest extent of God's love will be celebrated in heaven when we gather at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Jesus told his disciples at the Last Supper, and I quote, "I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." That's in Matthew 26, verse 29. Jesus had said this to his disciples, and his message is for all who believe that he's waiting for that supreme wedding feast when we are joined with him in heaven to partake again of this fruit of the vine. He has refrained all these years from his rightful privilege of enjoying the fruit of the vine that he created since that eventful Last Supper. So in a way, he commemorates communion in a different sort of way than we do. Can you imagine the love feast that will be celebrated on that appointed day, where he invites all of his followers, you and me, to sit at his table? It's going to be an incredible time.
Amen. Well, thank God for the gift of faith in believing these events and the tremendous evidence that they did indeed take place. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Friday, April 10th, 2009. All week long, we've been suggesting songs that relate to the redemptive work of Christ and the cross. And we've kept those songs up on the site all week long that you can see them. They're merely links to either a YouTube video or an audio of the song. And today we've added two more. One, "Hallelujah, What a Savior." A beautiful, beautiful audio version. And then a wonderful version of "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." I believe it's by Fernando Ortega that we've used songs earlier this week of his. Great old hymns that are so beautifully done. Well, have a blessed day, a blessed weekend. Thank God for what is Good Friday, because Christ died for us. But thank you that we also understand that a wonderful event took place on Resurrection Morn, the first day of the week when Christ rose from the dead. Praise God for that.